We've got Brad Glenn and Dan Schwartz from the Liftbridge Brewery here with us. I'm looking for the beer. What are you guys bringing me? I thought I was going to have some beer this morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Where's my beer?
We didn't do beer breakfast this morning. I don't know what we're thinking.
Jeez.
Still working on our coffee today.
You guys probably told Julie you weren't bringing any beer, so she didn't show up. Because if you had beer, Julie would be here for sure. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Tim, you want to do this interview? Because I'm a little ticked.
I know. Yeah, I am too.
I know. You guys always bring me beer. Can you just, like, go back?
Well, you can stop by later. That's the good thing.
Okay,
after you have wine.
you know what? I could probably stop at Liftbridge on my way home. That's what I will do. Okay, tell us what you have going on in the tap room. And I've explained this Surly Bill. What is this Surly Bill?
Yeah, sure. So the Surly Bill, or the tap room bill, as it's kind of officially known, is a bill which now allows breweries to sell beer on site. Prior to this law being passed this summer, breweries could not sell a glass of beer in their brewery.
Ah, so that's what it is. So that passed this summer, and now you guys can you buy beers to take out?
Yeah, at breweries of a certain size can also sell growlers, which are 64-ounce jugs of beer. They're refillable, so you can bring them back and try a different beer the next time. And we can also sell 750-milliliter bottles, kind of like a wine bottle of beer as well, out of the brewery.
Didn't my sister come in to see you guys? Did one of you guys meet my sister? She came home with a growler when she came from Atlanta.
Probably.
Probably. Okay, so you have an event coming up? November 19th?
Yeah, well, as Dan just mentioned, we can sell the, 750-milliliter bottles out of the brewery, too. So we're starting to produce some more more specialty, higher-end beers, kind of showcasing some of what we can do there. So our event coming up on the 19th is for our beer called The Commander. Mm-hmm. It's named after the building downtown here. So it's a very big beer. It's a English-style barley wine that we aged in bourbon barrels from Kentucky. It's about 12.5% alcohol, so kind of a sipper. But we're going to have what's called the Commander event, so we're going to release that beer. People can buy the beer there. The event itself is going to be all day on Saturday the 19th. We're going to have bands, food trucks, contests, mustache contests. That's why I'm sporting my fantastic mustache.
It's fancy. Now. You have a fancy mustache. Yeah. I got to get a picture, too.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone's growing theirs out, too. So the 19th, we'll have that. Lots of other games, lots of fun stuff, too, and obviously serving beer all day long, too. So that's going to be a great event. We hope to have a lot of folks show up, check out the brewery, check out the new beer, get a free glass and all that, too.
I'm going to take a picture of this glass and put it on Facebook, too, because that's a real fancy beer drinking glass.
Yeah, and the beers are available pre-sale, and so are the tickets. The tickets are only $10, the event, which essentially you get a glass and a fill with it, and again, all the other things going on. So that can be picked up at the brewery and during any time.
So there's games that we can play?
Yep. Hammerslagen's definitely going to be there. We're going to have a bags tournament and some other fun stuff yet to be determined, I think.
Now, what is your best-selling? You know what? Last time you guys came to, you brought me a glass. You guys brought me a glass.
Well, we would have brought you one of the new fancy glasses, but they're not in yet. But you'll have to stop by and pick one up that day.
Do you hear disappointment in my voice? I'm serious.
And I asked Dan, I'm like, should we bring beer? I don't know. Breakfast again with beer.
I said she's going to be really, really upset. But Brad said, well, forget that.
I loved your beer. You could have brought me one of these cool Liftbridge shirts or something. I'm telling you, can we like rewind and go get maybe Dave Jarvis back on the phone? Now, what are your best-selling beers down there? Because I'm trying to think of the one that I love.
Well, our most popular beer in general is the Farm Girl Saison. It's a Belgian-style beer with a little bit of wheat and some orange peel. It's a very, very refreshing, nice, crisp beer.
And that's after somebody's mom or something, right?
That's after my wife.
Your wife, the Farm
Brad's
Girl.
Brad's wife, yeah.
Okay, Brad's wife. That is my favorite one. Yeah. And what are your other ones?
Well, we have a pale ale called Crosscut Pale Ale. Chestnut Hill, it's a brown ale, and then we've added a couple new seasonals as well. So we have our our harvester, which was made from fresh hops from a local hop farm called Hippity Hop Farms up in Forest Lake. They grow their hops organically, and we pick them and put them directly into the beer. So that's a pretty unique beer, and we did one batch of that. It'll only be around for probably a few more weeks. We also have another higher hop beer called Hop Prop India Pale Ale. That one's a stronger beer as well at about 7.5%. And for all the hop heads out there, that's a great beer. And then the third seasonal that we have, or limited release, is called Topside Oyster Stout. And it's a beer that's actually made with oysters.
Is it good?
Well, I think it is delicious. It's funny because I talked to some people who said, you know, I really like stouts and I really like oysters, but I'm not sure I want to put together.
Right.
However, it's interesting that the shells and some of the mineral content in the oysters actually go really well with the stout making process of making that beer. So the beer tastes smoky, just a hint of brine, and it's really quite delicious.
And so people can come in and sit down and do a tasting of all of these, right? And you do tours, too?
Yeah, we offer tours on Saturdays. We offer two tours that people can sign up through our website for. They're free tours. You just have to register ahead of time. We usually release tickets about a week ahead of time. But Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday all day, we're open for growler sales and pint sales. And we do offer flights, so people could get a whole flight. Like right now, we have 6 taps on.
Really?
So you can get a whole six sampler glasses, or you can sit down and have a pint, watch some football, whatever.
Oh, you've got TVs in there.
We have ATV.
But it works.
Can people host private parties there?
Yeah, we just started a private events program. We've had several already, and the people who've been there really enjoyed it. So typically, we include some beer sampling. A private tour, people can bring in their favorite caterer, or we have some suggestions, certainly can help them choose somebody. We've even done some beer and cheese pairings as well, which are very popular and really a cool event. So we've had a lot of interest in private parties there, and they're really fun to do.
Because give everybody your address, because you have a great location. Well, now, are you in the Commander Building?
No, we're not in the Commander Building, but we're up on the hill. We're at behind the Herberger's on Washington 36.
Yep.
So the exact address is 1900 Tower Drive. You know, the building up there is larger than, it's big enough to host things like private parties and big tours and big Commander events with 500 people, so...
500 people?
We're hoping, at least. So we can do pretty cool things up there that we might not be able to do or have more challenges doing down here, especially with the beer production itself, all the equipment we have and all that. It takes up a lot of space. So that's where we are. We're up right behind that Herberger's building at 1900 Tower Drive, right on the other end of the street from the water tower.
So what are your hours on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Well, we're open from 5 to 8 on Thursdays and Fridays, and then Saturdays from 2 to 5. So people can stop in to check out the pints and growlers. And we do have a nice viewing window, so if you want to take a look at the brewery and see the equipment and stuff, you can do that. Or a closer look on the tours. And as Brad mentioned, you sign up at liftbridgebrewery.com for the tours.
And you have your beers in a bunch of different bars and restaurants in the Twin Cities, don't you?
Yep, it's it's steadily increasing. So we're down here certainly on Main Street and all over the Twin Cities. We do some distribution outside of the metro, so throughout greater Minnesota and 12 counties in Wisconsin too. So we're really focusing right now on the Twin Cities market and getting our bottles back online. That was kind of the major gripe.
I read something about a bottle shortage or something.
Right.
Yeah, so we had been working with a contract brewer to bottle our beer, and during the summer they ran out of capacity. So being the small guy we are, we got bumped out of the rotation, which is unfortunate. However, that kind of spurred us to kind of move forward on our plans to get a bottling line. And so the bottling line actually came in on Monday this week, and we're working to install it. So we hope we will have bottles back on the store shelves before the end of the year.
Oh, phew, because how can I get my farm girl? Well, I suppose I could come in and get it in a growler.
You certainly can until they're back on the shelf.
So November 19th, we're going to have you on again before November 19th, okay?
That sounds great.
But there are conditions for the next time you guys show up. I do want one of those glasses and beer. That's it.
That's easy. We have that.
You guys are also on Twitter?
Yeah, our Twitter is at LiftBridge.
Good. Mm-hmm. I thought somebody else had at LiftBridge. You guys are good.
Somebody has LiftBridge.com.
Okay, so you're LiftBridgeBrewery.com.
That's correct.
And Facebook, you're LiftBridge Brewery?
Yep, correct.
Do you guys love what you do?
Oh, it's awesome.
Because you all left something else to come and do this, and you're still doing it.
Oh, yeah, and we plan on continuing to do it. We have a lot. We're still young. We're still doing new things. The tap room's new. The bottle line's going to be new, so we have plenty of things to do.
And then are you going to shave the mustache after November 19th?
I don't know. I think my wife really likes it. She tells me all the time how much she enjoys it.
She's a farm girl. Go figure.
No, she hates
it. She hates it. Yeah. No, it looks good. It's fancy. You just want to win your own mustache contest.
Yeah, well, I want to judge people, too. Oh. So you can't judge people if you don't, you know, be judged yourself or something. I heard that.
Yeah, look in the mirror. Brad and Dan from LiftBridge Brewery, thank you so much for coming. And I will be stopping in to get a free beer since you didn't bring me one.
You got it.
Thank you so much.